Good morning. It's September 28th, 2023. This is Apostle George, Apostle Tamara George. I'm coming on this earth this morning because my spirit is real heavy. And it's been real heavy for a minute. I want to discuss today some of the things that I've noticed, and I notice an increase in it. A lot of people are in the church are not paying attention to the things that are going on around us, not only in our country, in our world, but in the spirit realm. And I noticed for a while now, there is an increasing sense of evil that is coming up against the people of God. Many people are oblivious to it, and you can see it in the churches. You see it in social media. You see it in workplaces, our public dominions and everything. There is a strong disdain. It's a strong distaste for the people of the world against the church. And I'm talking about the true church. I'm not talking about the church that goes to church religiously every Sunday and sit in a pew and your life ain't been more changed than a man in the moon. I'm talking about those who have been set on fire by the Holy Ghost. Those who have decided to surrender their whole lives to God. They're experiencing turbulence and things pressing against them that they've never experienced before. There's a stronger increase of heaviness upon the earth. There's a lot of darkness all around. If you look at it in any kind of way in the spirit, you can see that there is a lot of darkness. And my heart is aching real strong. I mean, I can look in my own family. Man, if I go in the spirit room, just look at my own family. I'm talking about, you know, whether it's aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, brother, nieces, nephews, whatever, you know. And I just look down the line and stuff. There's a lot of things that I see. But I'm not talking about that. I'm just telling you as a person, if you look in your own family, if you're walking in the spirit, you should be able to know certain things. But in the church, I've seen it. I've been in church all my life. My mother got us back into the church, I think, when I was about 4 years old. So I've been in the church majority of my life. I'm getting ready to be 48 years old just in a few more weeks. And I look at the fact that in the course of the 44 years that I've been in church, there's a lot of things I've seen. Even when I was a little girl, the church I grew up in, I can remember being there and walking through certain parts of the church. I could feel certain things. I could feel evil. And I didn't know how to completely put it into words. My sister, who's now deceased, I used to talk to her about it all the time. She understood. I noticed that she would go with me when we would cross over certain areas in the church because we could feel it. Later on, found out that there had been witchcraft placed in that church. There was a dead snake put off in there. There's been different spells and stuff that have been done. And it had been done a lot of other things that had been done there that shouldn't have been done there. So, you know, we're talking, I'm a child and I can sense this stuff. Wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost at that time. But here you go, come up years later, and you can see and you feel, I feel that strong presence of evil. And it's all around, and most people in the church are asleep to it. They're asleep to the things that's going on. A lot of our church leaders are not even teaching on it. they can't teach on it because they can't see it themselves. The church is making people focus more on money and you know, naming it and claiming it. You know, wealth and all this other, I mean, prestige and all this other kind of stuff. And all these material things that mean absolutely nothing. And we're getting so wrapped up into the fact that the enemy has blinded people to, they feel like they are right as long as I pay my tithes and offerings and I show up to service, but their life have not been surrendered to the God that they claim that they serve. Now, Jesus said it very plainly in the scriptures. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And so for the part of the church that's not wrapped up in materialistic things and fame, you know, and having this and having that and all that, the other part of people who go to church, other churchgoers are wrapped up in comparing themselves to each other, which is something that the Lord told us in the scriptures not to do. He told us not to compare ourselves to one another. We're supposed to measure ourselves up against Jesus Christ, because every time we measure, we fall short of the measuring. And you see jealousy, and people don't understand that jealousy is pure hatred, because the Bible says that jealousy is as cruel as the grave. What's worse than the grave? It's just so many things that's heavy on my heart. And when you a person that walk in the spirit of living God and you walk up to people, you can see when there's no life of God in them. You don't even have to walk up to them. Like how I'm on air right now, God can bring different people's faces before me and he shows me into their eyes and I can see the nothingness. Yes, my heart is heavy. My heart is heavy for people because I want them to know the love of Jesus Christ. I want them to know the liberation of the Holy Ghost. And I look at people and I'm like, okay, so everything that you're doing in this world, is it satisfying your soul? When you get through with what you're doing, whether it's laying up with somebody, drinking alcohol, being on drugs, whatever your vice is, making that money, you know, getting your face out there so you can have the largest platform on social media, want to be, you know, it, the who's who, everybody know this and all that. When you get through with all that, where is the state of your soul? The Word of God says that what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose their soul. Nobody don't want to talk about that. You do not hear preachers talking about that, because why? When I talk about that kind of stuff, people are not going to give the way they're supposed to give. Where is the faith? I mean, a lot of these ministers say that they are faith walkers. To really walk faith is to tell somebody the truth. Know they're going to get mad at you and shut down their checkbook and still tell the truth anyway. And let them know, I still love you with the love of God, and I'm going to tell you the truth because I love you. Because when you're really walking by faith, then you're saying, God, I'm not putting it in the hands of these. My stuff is not lying in the hands of these people, but it's lying in the hands of the one that called me to this in the first place. It's just so many things that I've noticed over the years, and y'all, my heart is heavy. My heart is heavy. My heart is heavy for people. My heart is heavy for the people that's going to church Sunday after Sunday. It's going to bust hell wide open because they're blinded to the things of God, because they care more about this life. And the Word of God says that the cares of this life choke out the Word of God. It's preachers out there preaching it, but those are not the ones who's up on large scales. It's the preachers that nobody don't know anything about. Because we are definitely in the itchy ear generation. tell me something good, to hear what it is, something good, to know that, yeah, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Man, do you realize open rebuke is better than secret love? That's what the scriptures say. Yet you don't see that in the churches now. Don't have the real love of God in our hearts for the people of God anymore. And people are so crazy with their ideologies of what they think love is, or how they think somebody is supposed to respond to them in love. Don't know nothing about the real love of God. My heart is heavy because I know what's coming. There's decisions being made every day that's shaping what's going to take place within the next few years, and many people in the church are asleep to it. This is an hour that we should be seeking God's face like we've never sought God's face before. This is an hour where there need to be a lot of prayer. There need to be strong prayer bands going on. This is an hour to really know your word and to get your word rooted and grounded in you. You really need to be soaked in the word of God and soaked in the power of prayer, because you're going to need it. It's getting darker out there. And the more the darker it gets, the more visible the true light is going to shine upon those who are really walking with Christ. You can't be friends of the world. You can't eat at the table of demons and still think you're going to eat at the Lord's table. It don't work like that. You can't sit on both sides. It's time to choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to really serve God and go all the way with Him? Or are you going to serve yourself? And so, you know, there's so much out there. There's a lot of things that I could get into. There's a lot of stuff my heart is just heavy about. My heart is heavy for the people of God. For the people that's in the church that's lost. Yeah, my heart is heavy for the people that's in the world that's lost and need to know Jesus. But me and y'all, it's a lot of people in the house of God that's lost. And so when you hear the word of God, week after week, what do it do to you? Did it cause you to reflect on things in your life? Did it make you want to consider some stuff? Or did you have a feel-good message and you really can't even remember what it was by the time they got through? You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the worldly success in the world and lose your soul. People kill me. Oh, I'm not going to hell because I'm a good person. The scriptures do not say, oh, because you're a good person, you're going to go to heaven. That's not what he said. He said the righteous is scarcely making it in. But we're not being taught that in the churches. And we're not even studying our word. Because that's why the scripture says study your word. We need to study our word. Workmen need not be ashamed. You know, you need to study your word that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The greatest longing in your life should be to wake up to see God face to face. That's what we should be longing after God every day. You really belong to God, then this world should bother you. You should be able to stand back and see some things that you're like, you know, that's okay. I don't want that. I want God. So I pray that this little thing that he had me to come on, that it would touch somebody's heart. And that somebody would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That you would be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You can check us out on our website. WeAreMoreThanConquerors.com. and you can put comments in. I'm going to place this on different areas as I publish this on earth. And I want you to know God bless you and God keep you. It's my prayer. I love you. I'm ending it.